Well, did people used to give you a little something when you make a purchase? Back a long time ago, they did.
Yeah, back there in Pilot Point, you get so many groceries, but I've got two little trinkets sitting.
What did they call those when they gave it to you?
It's a present.
It's called the present?
Yeah. Now, I've got two little red strawberries. That, you know, they sit up on them shelf counter. I got that in the kitchen there.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Them little red strawberries, uh-huh. I got them for trading at Russell from the spring till the fall.
Uh-huh. So people do still do nice things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, what did you almost do when you fell in the creek?
I don't know what I done. Aunt May said I went after Papa crying, Papa, 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 I want to go with you.
Uh-huh.
And said, my daddy told me to get back, and I didn't pay him any mind. I was too little.
If they hadn't gotten to you, what would have happened to you?
It was my mama was living then. I'd have drowned it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My mama was living that time because I was just 2 years old. Mama lived till I was six.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when he had that fever, mama had done gone.
Did you ever see that happen to anybody else?
No. You mean drowning? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on a farm up there about 2.5 miles from Pilot Point, between Tioga and Pilot Point, and my children was down there. There was a big, deep tank for the water, all the cows,
mm-hmm.
mine and the neighbors, too, that we was working for on the farm. And my oldest son fell in the tank, and he then went down his last time. And his wife followed, my God, Manuel looked down and said, James, go to house around and says he's going down his last time now. And he jumped in with his watch and everything on, didn't pull nothing off. I had $100-some-odd watch, and he jumped in there and pulled James out and took him by the heels, shook all that muddy water out of it. That was my oldest son. He was about, I guess he was about, oh, Allie was married. He must have been about 15 or 16 years old.
Uh-huh. You know, he's lucky he got pulled out.
Well, it was lucky that Manuel was down there.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just his wife and her children,
uh-huh.
and then my children.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We lived together so long. We lived there 9 years as neighbors.
Uh-huh.
But she hollered, oh, my God, Manuel said James Godaz went down his last time.
Uh-huh.
And she said she started telling him to give her his watch and said before she got that out of his mouth, he'd done...
Nerves.
Done and went down. And boy, they was going to keep it from me.
Oh, uh-huh.
So they sent Roxy with Nate. That was, we was farming for her daddy.
Uh-huh.
And she was about as old as my oldest daughter, and they sent Roxy on up there to tell me, to tell her mama.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Roxy, what is it? Is one of my kids drowned it? She said, now, Sister Goldie, I didn't say one of your kids was drowned. I said, you hips or something, Sister Pizzenite. And I said, I'm going down there and see. No, you ain't, Sister Julia, said, stay here with Mother. And boy, they couldn't hold me then. And I went down there, and they're still getting water out of his mouth.
Mm. Mm.
They said, Manuel just took him like that and shook it. And that bloody, muddy water just come out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
But my kid never was anxious to go in the tank anymore.
I guess.
Manuel made him get out then and told him to go to the house and play in the yard or something.
Uh-huh. Really?
And
good boy.
They never did want to go anymore.
I guess. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I mean, they just made him go ahead and behave
themselves.
Well,
I don't think I'd want to either if I'd seen something like that happen.
Well, it'd like to. I never slept for a week after.
Yeah,
and then I dreamt he fell in the well just about a week after he fell in the tank.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I thought he fell in the well, and I was our well was 90 foot to water for the bucket even hit the water.
Oh, boy.
And I was just hollering and screaming and begging Clarence to come and see if he could save James. I said, he fell in that well, that's 90 foot. It never could be dry,
uh-huh.
draw dry.
Uh-huh.
And he said, anyhow, I was asleep.
There's some water here. You want some water?
No.